I am Natalie Kaufman. I am the prevention support specialist of the Cambria County Drug Coalition. And so what I wanted to share today is that the Cambria County Drug Coalition has continued to work through the COVID pandemic, and we have been working from home and shifting our focus onto our online platforms in order to stay the course of reducing stigma around substance use disorder, as well as sending the message that recovery is possible in all of its forms. So on our Facebook page, as well as on our Twitter, we have been posting daily updates of resources from various agencies around the area. You know, we heard Dr. Rachel Levine say that even during this time, we must not forget that treatment works and recovery is possible. So that's really the message that we want to send.
The other thing is it can't stop. It has to continue.
Exactly. Even though we can't gather together in person, there still has to be online virtual recovery resources. There has to be treatment and help for those struggling. One of the things that's extremely important to know is that alcohol withdrawal can be fatal. And so if someone is experiencing withdrawal from alcohol, the helpline number is out there. It's 1-800-662-HELP, and that is the PA helpline for any substance a person might be struggling with.
Mental health has to be essential.
Absolutely. And I think that we have had, even just directly from DDAP, the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, they've had a lot of great resources. Also, SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, has had really great resources. So we've just been doing our due diligence, posting daily, posting multiple times a day to make sure that we are sharing those resources with our community.
If you're not friends, make sure you go. You're on Twitter, Cambria County Drug Coalition, also Facebook.
Yes. So Facebook is Cambria County Drug Coalition and Twitter is Cambria CDC. And both of those platforms will have great resources, whether you are struggling with a substance use disorder or a loved one or a family member is struggling, or if you're in recovery, there's great virtual resources as well. The other thing that's really important during this time, especially while the kids are home from school, we know that parents and parent engagement is the number one protective factor against future substance use disorder. And so this is a really amazing time for parents to take prevention into their own hands and start those conversations with their teenagers, even their younger ones, just talking about substance use and substance misuse. The Cambria County Drug Coalition has worked collaboratively with partners in the area to ensure that evidence-based curriculum is in all Cambria County schools for drug prevention, and this is a way now that parents can have these conversations at home. So we'll be posting engaging posts and tips and conversation starters for parents to have the conversation.
What would be a good way to start that?
To start that conversation. One of the great things is talking about a MythBuster. Last week was actually National Drug and Alcohol Fact Week through the National Institute of Drug Abuse. They actually had a lot of really great resources, and we've shared their link on our page as well. But just sharing a MythBuster, saying, hey, did you know that actually 70% of youth don't misuse substances? It's kind of the thought process that, oh, everybody's doing it. Oh, this. You know, everybody's drinking underage.
You spin it on a positive thought.
Positive, exactly. And the biggest thing to keep in mind is that alcohol is the number one misused substance in Cambria County, whether that be underage use and or misuse as in overuse. And so just even talking about that, sometimes we can get kind of lost in this thought of, oh, the kids are using opioids or heroin. No, they're going towards the alcohol first. It's the easier access. So if you start the conversation and say, wow, did you know that statistic across America is actually that 70% of young people do not engage in substance misuse? That's a really great way to start it, because I feel like sometimes from a parent perspective, you'll get their attention if you tell them something that you saw on social media.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you're speaking their language and saying, oh my gosh, it just popped up on my Twitter or my Facebook feed that...
Well, I don't know. You better go with TikTok now.
I know. TikTok is the thing.
That's what my son would do. I'm thinking about it right now. I'll say, okay, hey, bro, I just saw on TikTok.
You're right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's something they're interested in. Yeah, and like I said, definitely put that positive spin on it. And that's something that it's easy to feel like everybody's doing it and it's the norm when it really isn't. The majority and the norm is to not misuse substances. And then there's really great resources for vaping if that's something that you've had a concern with your child with, is the vaping situation. There's really great resources, and we know that scare tactics don't work. Kids are smart, and if you just give them the facts and teach them that what they put into their body matters, just like you wouldn't want your kid to go and binge out on a bunch of McDonald's, you know, you're not going to want them to put unhealthy substances into their body either. And so talking about how it's not about saying no to drugs, it's about saying yes to yourself and saying yes to who you are as a person and yes to your life and valuing who you are at your core. Those are all things that parents can instill in their children, and that's going to be the biggest protective factor. And not even just parents, any adult. We know that any adult in a child's life that has a positive impact with that child and has positive interactions with that child helps that child's protective factors increase against future substance use.
Love the info. Thank you, Natalie Kaufman from the Cambria County Drug Coalition, for all the continued awesome work.